X-104-1, it's Carson and Kennedy, about 18 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Cloudy skies today, although the sun peaked out for a little bit there. High of 43, right now 39.
NBC and Jerry Seinfeld, they have the wedding ref.
Yeah.
We have the dating ump.
It's a high pop line. Let's get ready for dating. It's time for the dating ump. Are you ready for this?
It's Carson and Kennedy here on X.
He just might get to third base. And now, the dating ump. Play ball.
I love how understated we are. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Carson and Kennedy. How are you?
Good. So explain this to me. You went out on a first date when?
On Sunday. We went to watch the U.S. play Canada in hockey.
Very, very interesting choice for a first date. Was that his choice or your choice?
He asked me if I liked hockey, and I said, I don't dislike it, I don't know much about it, but I'm up for anything. So I was like, let's go.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, so, maybe something that's not so formal, right, Kim?
Yeah.
Exactly. He originally wanted to do dinner. I said, why don't we grab a drink first? Let's see if we get along. So.
Now, was hockey dude somebody that you had just met or you've known for a long time?
I met him through a friend. He just moved to town, and he's from New York. So some friends said, hey, I have this friend. Why don't you, go out? And I was like, all right.
So you get to the place. You sit down. Yes. The game comes on, and then what?
Well, we got there an hour early, so we had some good conversation then. He was very intense. Game came on. He kind of ignored me, which was, whatever.
Hold on. He kind of ignored you?
I'm going to have to say that'd be strike one.
Yeah, that might be strike one. Ignoring you during the first time you've been out together might be a strike. We don't want this guy to get three strikes. We want him, we want a base hit, a double, to move on to the second date.
Don't we all?
Right. He made it a point to tell me that we got there early because he knew that he would be, so wrapped up in the game that whatever. And he also made it a point to say, and so that we got a seat at the bar, which I totally agree. So the first period ends and we're talking and he's very intense, like I said, made it a point to tell me that he's ninja-like. And
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Stop.
Hold on.
He said he was what?
Ninja-like.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
He was talking about how he doesn't fall and how he's very good at his job, which is manual labor, and he needs to be ninja-like so that way he doesn't get hurt, which he has several times. So
that would be strike two for me, Kennedy.
That would have skipped strike two for me. But if we must continue,
yeah.
I yearn to hear more. Go ahead.
So first period's over. We were talking. He starts talking about his family. He's very close with his mother. He's close with his father who passed away. He's very, passionate about what he does for work. He's funny. So the game starts again, and he ignores me again. So I'm talking to this older man next to me who was drinking wine at a sports bar, which kind of made me laugh. Conversation really didn't go anywhere from there. Period ends again, and he goes to the bathroom. And I'm like, all right, this is fun. We stayed there until 7, and we got there at 2, which was, to me, a really long time, really long first date. And the game ends, and I'm kind of like, all right, we're going to go. And I'm not a clock watcher, but at that point I was kind of like ready to go. So he orders another beer, which is fine, whatever. Conversation doesn't really go anywhere after that. So I don't know.
How did the date end?
What do you mean?
Did he drive you home? Did you just walk out the door?
We met at the bar. I got there before him, and he texted me.
Did he walk you to the door?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I parked at one end of the parking lot. He parked at the other end.
Wow. I think he...
Strike three! You're out!
Thank you.
I think he just struck out, but I'm not sure. We might be a little tough on this guy, Kennedy, on Hockey Dude.
That's my job. Well, I just mean to say, and while they both agreed to go to the hockey game or whatever, mm-hmm. as soon as they get there, he basically says, I'm going to watch the game. I'm focused and you're not going to be
there. It was
there.
the most watched hockey game in the history of hockey. You can't blame the guy. This is the Olympics, the gold medal game. This is country versus country.
He called himself ninja-like, Carson. I'm sorry. I'm done
that
here.
That was a long foul ball.
I'm done here.
I'll give you that one. So what are you thinking, Kim? Are you going to go out on a second date with him, or are you unsure at this point?
I don't know, because I was actually talking to my best friend about it yesterday, and she said, so what's wrong with him? I said, what's right about him? I don't know. We left it as he gave me a hug in the parking lot, and he was like, we should do this again sometime. And I was like, okay. And he's like, call me. I said, no. Call me.
Can there be a strike four, please?
All right, so
can
the
I trade
is,
him to another freaking team?
The question is,
he's not a Yankees fan, which is a good thing. So
that's the only good thing I've heard so far.
What does the dating ump think? Do you think that Kim should go out on a second date with Hockey Dude?
Talk to Carson and Kennedy now. 617-931-1234 on Mix 104.1.
One moment, please.